Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you all for checking in and tuning to C-Zone Radio. You got me, your host, KC, calling all the way out of Richmond, Virginia, coming to entertain you, as you know, each and every Monday through Friday. But tonight we got an awesome, I got to say that again, ladies, one more time. We got an awesome show for you tonight. But first, before I get into that awesomeness, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the co-host for tonight. Teddy P. Go ahead, Teddy. Talk to him for a few minutes, man.
What's going on, y'all? Y'all know who it is. It's the King of VA, Teddy P, calling out of that 757. What's going on, ladies?
All right. And ladies, before I introduce this next person, I'm going to say this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful entertainer. I'm just telling you, she's an awesome person. She's not all about self. You know what I'm saying? She's not about self. She's about people, and that's one of the things I really admire about her. Before I even got a chance to talk to her, she was promoted. She's on. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely put her out there on the map as much as I can. And her name is Samara, so I'm going to go ahead and let her introduce herself to you all.
How everybody doing out there? What's good? She's on. I thank y'all for having, you know, the new Voice of Hip Hop Soul live. What's good on my rainbow with my fams and all my sub bros? You know, and I thank y'all for having me. What's good?
You see that? Told you. About people.
Okay, you got to rep the people.
Yes. If you're not repping the people won't rep you. Ain't that right?
Exactly. Because it's because of the people while we here.
That's right. Got to show the people love, people that support you. You got to give it right back, 100%.
Exactly.
So let me go ahead and ask you a couple questions. Where did you get the name? Where does your name come from?
Well, my real name is Mary. And my mom's sister name is Mary. Now, back in the day before I popped into the world, I guess, there was some sort of beef going on between my dad and my Auntie Mary, and I guess my dad told me that she named me Mary to spite him, so he started calling me Samaris one day, and Maris for short. And so, you know, through my whole 17 years that I had him in my life, Lord rest my father's soul, he passed away in 2004, I can count on a handful of times he called me Mary. He always called me Samaris. So when he died, that's when I really started getting real serious about my music. And, you know, he made me promise him on his deathbed that I would never let it go. And I haven't. So I use that name in his memory.
Oh, that's real deep.
And it's crazy because you can Google that name. I believe, you know, well, besides my goddaughter who was Christian under that name, I think I'm the only Samaritan out there in the world.
Well, I like the name. Name is hot.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Definitely.
And I'm so glad that you know how to say it. You know how to pronounce it. You know, people, I mean, I've been hearing it all my life. You know, I've been called Semaris, Semarites, and all other things. But you actually said it right. Some people just can't get it. I don't be understanding that. I'm like, dang. I mean, I know, you know, people can be a little slow sometimes, but use your pronunciation.
Hey, look, don't give me all the credit, man, because at first I was like, I was calling you Samaris. I'm just going to keep it watching. I'm going to keep it real with you.
Don't feel bad.
and I was messing it up terrible. But then, you know, I checked out the Piff, right? And listened to your music. Oh, yeah, I told you. I'm a stalker when it comes to music now. Yeah, look. So, you know, I checked out all your mixtapes. And then I heard you say it. So, okay. I got it.
I tell people, all you gotta do is pay attention here, but all you gotta do is pay attention. You know what I'm saying? And just listen. That's how you, the people that say it wrong, that's how you know them the ones that don't really listen.
Right.
That's how I look at it.
The truth. You know, what inspires you to start creating your music? What led you to music?
Well, let me see. Well, first of all, I've always been a writer. Like, my mom used to kick my ass because I used to always write in all her, in her photo albums because I didn't know what a notebook was at the time. I started writing when I was 5. And once I realized that I could write poetry, that's when my lyrics really started developing. That's when I was probably around, like, maybe 10. And then around, like I said, 16, when my father died, that's when I really started just delving deep into it. And then ever since then, it's just been nonstop and go. But it wasn't until, like, maybe 2008 when I dropped Love and Tears that I came out fully as an out artist. And then but that album, you know, Love and Tears, and I did drop a Emotional Lullabies. Both of those mixtapes flopped. And I believe they flopped because, you know, I was still back and forth between, you know, trying to please my family like I was a bisexual. And I knew I wasn't. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really catch any success until I released This Is Who I Am. And that album received crazy airplay from K-Zone 187, you know, shout out to Caution Hill, you know, Steve Sarai Harris, you know, DJ Baker, and my bro, Swanee River. They always looking out for me, you know, they've been playing me out, the infamous king of positivity, all of them, you know, they just show me mad love. I tell them it's so. And ever since that mixtape, it's just been boom, you know, I've been here and there.
Okay.
I'm loving that.
So, I'm going to ask you my question, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take you back to the old school when we did 1, 2, and 3, right?
All day.
So, thinking back to early childhood, what was your first experience with music for the first time like? And what song do you remember most as a child?
Charlie. That's my favorite subject. That's not even a mind game. Let me see.
Okay.
Well, actually, old school played a very, very, very big part on my childhood and music. Like, I didn't know my generation of music until I got in, like, you know, maybe 6th, 7th grade. That's when I really started figuring out who, like, Bell Biv DeVoe, Escape, 702. I grew up listening to One Way, SOS Band, the Average White Band. I grew up listening to Hall & Oates. I grew up listening to Lil Anthony and Imperials. You feel me? I can go back for days. You know what I'm saying? So the old school generation, that is, oh, my God, it plays a crazy part in me because if you listen to my music, there's always, like, at least a old feeling to it somewhere. You know, whether it's a sample, whether it's the hook I'm singing, or whether it's just the story, there's always an old feeling to it. So if it wasn't for old school, I don't think I would have found my way.
That was deep.
Especially Lenny Williams.
Ooh.
You know I love you. See, everybody just want to put their hand up. I bet you put your hand up in the air, Dean.
Yeah, I had to put my hand up. I had to grab for my oxygen, man, because I just had to, you know, Lenny Williams, my boy.
Exactly.
Lenny Williams.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Steve on Kings of Comedy. You know, I feel like I'm going to lead this motherfucker if everybody don't stand up and sing. You feel me?
Right.
You know, that song was like a bond between me and my father before he died. And every time I hear that song, it just makes me want to sing my heart out, and it just gives me so much joy. And you would think it gives sadness because it was his favorite song, but it gives me joy, and it just makes me really want to sing.
Okay, since you like to sing, okay, you know I'm about to put on the spot, right?
Yeah, man, I already know.
I'm about to put you on the
What's
spot.
Up, man? I know you got something going on, man. What you got?
I want you to do right now.
You want me to
Ain't
sing why?
Like, I want you to sing your heart out till your eyeballs pop out. That's what I want
to
do.
My eyeballs pop. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sister girl. Okay, now see, if I do this, I want my spot and she's at she pride. All right.
Go ahead, son.
Okay, then. And I'm going to hold you to that. All right, let me see what I can.
Go ahead, son.
I'm going to sing one of my little practice songs. Let me see.
Do you know what I want to be? Can you feel my sincerity? Do you know that I care and I'm willing to share my whole life with only you? Do you know how much I'm in love with you? Can you see that you're the one? Do you know how much you mean to me? Please remember what God is done.
Oh, Sam, why did you stop? Look, Teddy, why did you stop?
I don't know. It was nice. I like that. I like that.
It was nice.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord. I ain't playing with you. I ain't playing with you.
That's what you get for thinking you will put me on the spot. You can't do that to me. That's why I'm the new voice in hip hop. So I do this. This is what I does.
Man, I'm gonna go ahead and submit you to Tyler Perry. As soon as we finish this show, I'm gonna send the link. I'm gonna send the link to Tyler Perry. I'm gonna say, look, you need to hear this one right here.
I know, right?
next place.
I appreciate it, man. I sure appreciate it.
Man. Oh. I like to hear singing now. I love music too.
Yeah.
Hey, and music is me, you know what I'm saying? I could pretty much and it don't matter what I sing, you know what I'm saying? If I'm feeling it, I just start singing from anywhere, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter. If I'm feeling it, I'm just gonna feel it. You know, Rolls Royce, Tina Marie. Then, man, you just, that's that old school, you know, from the feeling, the soul.
Uh-huh. Well, let me hear you sing Linda Williams.
Say it again?
Let me hear you sing Linda Williams right quick. Girl, you know how much I love you. Let me hear that.
Okay, let me see. Damn, you, that one really caught me off guard.
Girl, you know I love you. No matter what you do, and I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true, 'cause I love you. Silly of me to think that you could ever know the things I do are all done for you. Back down memory lane, I saw a photograph. It kind of made me laugh. It took me way back. Back down memory lane, I see you standing there, such a happy, happy pair. Love Bianca there, look at there, look at there. Don't ask my neighbor, come to me.
Should I keep going?
Don't
yes,
be don't. Afraid of what you see. You'll find I love you. I love you. Don't be afraid. of me.
Platinum, baby.
Man.
Felt like I was at a concert or something like.
Now see, do not let me get started with like Rolls Royce, because oh my God, you know what? Matter of fact, see, let me do start with Rolls Royce, because I want to dedicate this to all the females and all the bogus bullshit that I have dealt with in my life, because love don't always gotta live there no more. You feel me? You know, it's cool stuff like us that always catch the hell in a relationship. So this is dedicated. So, you know what I'm saying, like a few of my past females, I'm not gonna say no names, you know what I'm saying?
You've abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore.
I know that's right.
Just a vacancy. Love don't live here anymore. Oh, no.
You just don't live here no more.
Man.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Teddy?
She took it back. Oh, my gosh. She took it back.
Let me know. That's it, baby. That ain't back. Let me go.
Go back.
Let me take it back to the Imperials.
I know you don't know what I'm going through. Standing here and looking at you, and let me tell you that it's so bad. It makes me feel so sad. It's gonna hurt so bad if you walk away.
Oh, shoot.
She better stop singing now.
She,
yeah.
My,
that's you. You need to stop that ASAP. I'm going to stop. Oh, you know, I'm too old for this. I'm too old to be going through these oxygen and have blood pressure problems.
Oh, God.
Over there singing got me extra excited. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be okay,
no.
Bro.
Yeah, it's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I won't say
nothing. It's all right, y'all. You know, we know we crazy. We all tongue-tied and all that talking over each other, man. That's just a part of life. We all human. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All day.
I got a question for you.
What's up?
Okay, what's your ideal collaboration with anybody, if you could collaborate with anybody?
If I could collaborate with anybody right now, it would be like in the LGBT community or just in general?
Well, both.
Well, in the LGBT community, I've been really seeking to try to collaborate with Taya. That last song she just put out, that Shawty, What You Smoking? Can I roll you up and show you what I say? That song right there, man. Yo, enough said. Me and her need to collaborate. So, Saya, stop playing. You need to get at my manager. You know, my people, call your people. We'll do lunch, something. And as far as the main industry, to be honest, there's nobody out there that I would really actually waste my time getting out there. What for, you know? They all singing and rapping about the same thing. Nicki making these strange faces. Wayne don't know whether he want to be a crackhead, a weed head, a motherfucking dope head. And Drake, I don't know. I don't know what's with them. I'll just stick to my own community.
I understand. I feel you. I feel you 100% on that one.
Yeah, because I don't even listen to the radio anymore, B. Like, you got these same artists that's in rotation. They won't give indie artists, hard-working indie artists like us, a shot. So, mainstream kiss my ass. No offense.
I feel you 100% on that.
All day, because if I could keep it indie and still have money, then that's good enough for me. That's comfortable enough for me. I'm kosher with that.
Right. Yeah.
She's telling the truth, though, you know?
She is.
music definitely ain't like it used to be. You know, we was coming up the 80s, 90s. It ain't like, you know, 70s. You know, I'm going to be able to take it back to the 50s, 60s, 70s. I'm going to say, now I'm going to say 99 on down. Nah, I'm going to say 95 on down. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to say 99, but 95 on down. It was definitely music in the mainstream. It was awesome. You know, it's something that you can really learn from and take in, like, and actually let your kids listen to it. You know what I'm saying? But you can't do that now.
Like, I believe it's sad, you know, even though Michael Jackson, he did what he did, you know, he was what he was. He was, you know what I'm saying, a pop star, you know, probably misunderstood. We all would never know. But I believe it's sad that his memory is slandered, you know what I'm saying? And no one today will really want to allow their children to even get acquainted with him, and I believe that's sad. Now, the artists that I believe are being overlooked are mainly the artists of the 90s, you know, like the, you know, duos like Janae, you know, SWV, Men at Large, H-Town. You know, that's when music was music.
Yeah.
That's when music, you know, that's when people really sang Escape. You know, man, I can't stop it. The 90s and back.
Yes.
Yes. Definitely true.
All day.
Yeah, because now, you know, everybody talking about smoking weed, getting high that crack. Now, who in the world?
They pretty much let it be known that they cracked out. Who does that?
No, man. That ain't nothing to be happy about. Yeah, I'm smoking on that endo. Got some eggs in my butt. Hey, what the fuck? What are you saying?
Talking about I got 3 coke lines, my bitch steady line. How you gonna be tripping when you don't do no lines? She said, pop back, let me take a toot. This powder too raw, baby, gon' make it soup. You really don't want it, the diamonds in the building. This is kind of crazy, yo, this not what I'm feeling. I'm not a freestyler, but I gotta do my thing. I gotta show the people that I am the queen, so I'ma reign on the stage. She's on, Casey, what's good? I'm gonna tell you why you picked me, because you knew I'm good. I got the block rolling, got ladies calling my name, and if I could take the money, I'll take that, fuck the thing.
Hey, yeah, okay, hey. We'll see.
Hey, man, I don't play,
I'm,
man.
I'm
going to
let the people say. I'm going to see what the people got to say about that.
You got to let her on, man. Come on now.
The people got to speak for me, because, you know, people got to tell me what they want. So what I want y'all to do right now, ladies, I'm going to play some live records. And after I play the music, I want y'all to call in, you know. If you are listening online, please call in. Area code 646-716-6977. Those that are on the line, press the number 1 right now. Because when we get back, we're going straight to the lines. All right? So press that number 1. We would definitely want to hear from you. Here we go. Samaris.
I'm virtue than I ever been. Higher like I'm heaven sent. I'm on point, crystal clear, appraising like a jeweler, man. Tied up all the haters, jack, on the floor, my nutsack. Jacking ass niggas walk in on my next track. Is this a fact? I'm gonna come in the record. You just made it for the show. That's how come you the latest. Don't let your girl go. She do something else she wants. It's this Midwest nigga with every type of flow. I can go. Meaning business, but I'm only choosing two. Got a minute for a busy, another minute to say fuck. 2012 is my year. Grinding done, shedding tears. Dig a ditch for the dead. Got the crown, I want the head. Beware of me, cause I'm nothing. Like Freddy Krueger, my mind takes a few classes like Harry Ziegler. I'm about to bend this corner, hit these niggas, call me coolin'. Ain't got that ass up on my chest, can't nobody do it.
If they don't see nobody, how they see me? If they don't want nobody, why they want me? I think,
she drop my racist on the mic. Got my main baby crying, cause I'm fading out tonight. If the daddy don't leave, we can just go sleep. But these demons all up in my brain. Why they say they chasing me? Catch me rolling up, backstage. Fucking lick a fuck, whole lady tapping my line. Baby think I'm grimy, right? I can't even pearl knife. Is this a coincidence? She did just call me grimy, huh? Lord knows I better sit it down. Wrap a towel, pack a towel, thinking about visiting an island now. If I do the math right, I could bring a million tight and leave about the game. Call me Superfly Hype. I'm packing 10 switches and something 10 plus. I'm rocking Gucci shades with some red and black fronts. I'm repping me forever. I can be very clever. Call me Quiet Storm. I'm bringing storm.
Did y'all hear that, lady?
Yeah, man. I heard that.
Yeah.
That was nice. That was nice.
That was nice, right? The beat was all right.
I so appreciate it.
That's something you can ride to.
Yeah. Ride to, smoke to, drink the Kool-Aid.
I so appreciate it.
Mountain Dew to, man. You can do anything. You can even just be sitting in your room, just chilling, dude. You feel like being by yourself, just pop that on, like, yeah.
Oh, that's
missing. Bob your head, yeah, because, you know, it's a lot of stuff that people can, like, really, you know, get into that. It might help somebody, too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, it's like a stress reliever, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's right. I definitely feel it. So I'm late. You want to press that one for me? Come on, talk to me. I'm going to randomly pick people. So go ahead and press that one to talk to Samaris and ask her what it is. I'm going to go ahead and area code 562. Area code 804-562. Talk to me. Hello?
You calling my number, but I ain't fresh to number one, so.
I know you did, but you called me to put you all there. You know how we gonna do it. I know you're going to say something real. I know it.
I like it. I like that song. I like it.
I so appreciate it. I appreciate it.
It was cool. I like your style.
Yeah,
I don't like what you said about my friend, but Nicki Minaj thing. But
hey, let me tell you something, lady. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean no harm. But Nicki, hold on. I don't care.
I mean, I understand where you coming from.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm sorry. Nicki purchased her body at the mall, sweetheart. So I can't get with her as a fan.
I mean, I understand what you're saying because, I mean, I'm 31, so of course I like the 90s and the 80s and, the, you know, I like the old school music too. But I love Nicki Minaj. I just like all her different styles that she give out. I like that. So
yeah, she's very creative. I give her that. She's very, very creative. It's just, you know what I'm saying? I just can't deal with it, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah. But other than that, yeah, it's cool. I like it. I would like to hear more. I kinda came in kinda late tonight, so I don't know if you announced where I could hear that or what, but from what I heard I would like to hear more.
All you gotta do, you know what I'm saying, is go on, you know, www.datkiff.com and just look up Studio Days by me, Samaris, capital S, little E, capital M, little A-R-I-C-E. And
I like
that. Like I said, just type in Studio Days.
Okay. That. Okay. All right. Well,
nice.
thanks for pointing me out, Casey.
You want me to do it again? I know. I ain't finished with you.
All right,
Nova, thank you for talking to
somebody.
All right, y'all
have
a good night.
You have a good night, tomorrow. All right, I'm randomly going down the list. Y'all know that, right? So 804-325, talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, 804-325. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Who that?
Man, don't make me find out we talking to each other, man.
We probably is.
Man, we are, man. We were talking to each other. My bad. All right, code 614-327. Talk to us.
Hey, I'm not, it's no problem. Hey, this is Hefe Chulo. I'm sitting here just listening to your show, hearing what y'all about. Who's that track by? Who's that track you just played by? Who's that by again?
Samari.
And where is she from? I'm sorry, I didn't catch none of that at the very beginning.
I'm from Wisconsin.
So did I just put you on?
Yeah, I'm on. Give me a second. So the hip hop artist, she's from Wisconsin?
Yes, I'm from Wisconsin.
Oh, you from Wisconsin? Okay.
Yes, sir.
How long you been in the game?
I've been almost about 10 years.
10 years?
Damn near, yes, sir.
God, 10 years?
I know. It's a long process, very, very long process, but I'm just starting to get my foot in the door. I just started working with a management company, and I'm receiving distribution from them, so you should be hearing more from me in the near future.
So are you looking to get signed for a record company or just do your own stuff independently?
Well, like I explained to Casey earlier, like, having a fame is cool, but if I could keep it as indie as possible right now, I would, because, you know, the music industry is not as it was 20-some years ago. You see what I'm saying? They don't develop artists. You know, you have artists out there that are starving and that have really great potential, and they're overlooked because of the same 6 artists that are in rotation. You know, there's only so much out there that's being marketed, and it's not no love for the independent artists. So, yes, I would rather keep it independent. Have the fame, yes, but... Yes, but keep it independent, you know, because I have my own company, you know, Platinum Antiques and Music Productions. I write my own songs. The only thing that I'm lacking is a producer. But as far as that, I'm my own engineer. I can do this myself. I'm my own promoter. You know, this is what I do.
And this is what you do. And I say you based out of Wisconsin. And so, and I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to take over your show. I just got a few more questions I'm trying to get answered real quick. And being a artist of your type, being a lesbian artist, do you find it's harder for you to get to the industry, or are people giving you for mixed emotions? Because there are other gay hip hop artists out there, but they just stay in the cloth.
Yes. And honestly, you know what I'm saying, to be frankly honest with you, and as let me see what the word I'm looking for, to be as crystal clear as possible, no, I don't. I actually think it's brought me more of a career than I had as a straight artist. When I left my past behind and decided to really accept who I was, that's when my credibility and my talents really took off. My singing progressed, my rapping progressed, my writing progressed. Platinum ENT has progressed. You know, I'm working on my 8th mixtape right now. You know, Fade to Black is getting ready to release. I've just been signed for a management company. So, sir, if you really want to know my personal opinion, I think me being a lesbian has brought me pure joy and pure
proud. Oh, wow. So you went from straight to
who
lesbian,
I am.
Right?
Huh?
So when you was a hip hop artist as a straight artist, you was a hip hop artist, or?
Yes, I started out in the game straight. I released, let me see. I released, I believe, 2 mixtapes, one called Lyrically Exposed Volume 1, and like I said, Love and Tears and Emotional Lullabies were sort of like a back and forth between, you know, me keeping my family happy, so it was stories of bisexual tales. But when I decided to release This Is Who I Am, and I really came out as a full-fledged out artist, the community embraced me, and then sooner or later, the industry embraced me, you know. And like I said, it's just been an easier road since I've accepted who I am and accepted the music that has been begging to come out, and I'm letting it out, and I believe I'm on the right path.
Oh, yeah, that's how I like that. I like that. Okay, I like that. Hey, and if I want to get in contact with you on Facebook, do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, sir, I do. Just look up Samaris, the new voice of hip-hop soul, Phipps.
Oh, God, I'm slow. I'm a little slow.
Yes,
forgive me, y'all.
You might
forgive
want. Oh, better yet,
I'm
just listen.
Chulo. I'm
listen,
Chulo.
Listen.
I'm a little slow.
Let's just make this easier and narrow it down to an email. phppsmry@gmail.com.
P-A-P-P.
No, not P-A. P-H as in Howard.
P-H. P-P.
Mm-hmm. P-H-P-P as in Paul, Paul. S as in Sam. M as in Mary. R as in Ryan. And Y as in Young.
Okay, that's better. Woo, I'm a little slow.
Yeah.
This is F.A. Chulo.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. No problem, sir. Glad I could be of service.
Oh, no problem. Ciao.
All right. Thank you for calling and talking to somebody. And I know definitely she appreciate that.
Oh, yes. That was very pleasant for me to explain.
Oh, yeah, he was definitely, he definitely sounded very humble and was really interested in what you were doing.
Yes, and I appreciated that, you know what I'm saying, because I normally run into the people that has just got to be crass, and there's got to be a reason why you're this way, and why did you really, oh, my God, why you have to be all in my business? Just ask a question and move on.
Right.
But he was very, very humble, so I really appreciated that.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely like that. Is anybody else that wants to speak to Samaris before we go into our topic? Go ahead, press that one for me. Don't be scared. She's not
going to
bite you.
No, I'm not going to bite. And y'all bet y'all need to hurry in here. I got some pizza waiting on me, and it's looking real good over here.
we got one more caller before we let you go, bro.
Oh,
804-325, talk to us.
Hello.
Hello, 804.
How can you make, like, you know, I'm trying to be, you know, I want to be a rapper too, you know what I'm saying? But some people say I'm too old to, you know, do it.
What's your name, kid?
My name Rocky, man.
Rocky? Let me tell you something,
baby. Yeah.
You are, and this is coming from someone younger than you, you feel me? I'm 25, and all my life, I've looked like a baby. But I've had the mentality of a 35-40-year-old, you feel me? So you are as young and as old as you feel. If you feel like you can get out there and you can rock with these, look at David Banner. This nigga got gray in his hair. Look how long it took for, like, all these artists out here, I guarantee you, it done took them a long, long way from 20s and 30s, because it's going to take a journey in a lifetime to even make that dream come true.
Mm. And why do people judge you? Because, okay, I'm a lesbian, too. I've been in the game more than 12 years, you know what I'm saying? I'm a lesbian, too. And, like, people, when we go, like, I go out, you know what I'm saying, people look at me funny, I'm like, oh, you're a lesbian, you know, poor things, you're a chick. Why do they do it?
I don't know why I ain't
over the problem. I believe, you know, the world of music, it's not as complex as people think, but behind the scenes, that's where the complexness comes, because, you know, there's always that exec that wants someone like me to be someone like Beyonce. But that's where that song, Not the Holly Berry Type, comes in. Because I'm sorry, I would never wear pumps and stilettos. You will never see me on stage popping with no nigga. You will never see me doing anything that refers to being, as my nigga Chad the Great put, fuck being a lady. You know what I'm saying? We studs, we niggas. That's what we are. You know, ain't no shame in that. And if goddamn it, you can sing and you can rap, get out there and sing your damn heart out. And that's what I got to say, and that's real. From one stud to another, you feel me? Ain't no shame in being who you are.
Yeah.
Cause we got talent too. And if you really want to know my personal opinion, we got more talent than the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And I'm sorry. And if I hear and if I'm seen to offend anybody, you might as well come shoot me, come stalk me on my page now, because I'ma still tell it like it is. You know, us as transgenders and our artists and studs and you know, the gay men out there, you know, we have stories. We don't just have time to get out there and just put on the show just because it's sound and looks nice. We got a story to tell you, Mar. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely true.
So you tell your story, B. You tell your story, and you tell me Samaritan, the new voice of Hip Hop Soul, says so. If they want to come find me, look me up, Platinum and T some Music Productions. I'm always online. I tell them the same thing. You feel me?
All right, bro. Well, thank you, man. I don't want to take up the time. I just want to say thank you, man, for encouraging me.
Oh, no problem, man. Hey, no problem. Thank you.
All right, bro.
All right. So, Samaritan. Before we let you go, go ahead and tell everybody slowly now.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to contact you. First of all, tell everybody social media. How can they get in contact with you? Bill, Facebook, that Piff, Reverb Nation, all that.
Okay, well, as homie saw, as I tried to say it to him, you know what I'm saying, my name is very long, so I would just advise anybody to just hit that email address up, you know, phppsmry@gmail.com, or hit my manager up, DJ Karma Love, on Facebook, or hit her email up, Karma Love Radio@gmail.com. Spelled out, that's CARMELRADIO@gmail.com. And you know, as the shortest thing I can really name right now is Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Just follow me on Twitter at Platinum ENT. That's all capital letters. PLATNUMENT. Don't put the I in there. You ain't going to find me. Yes, but as far as all that, you know, like I said, you know, just hit me up on Facebook. Just if you want to really just find out anything about me, the best thing for you to do is just type in Samaritan. Just Google Samaritan, and that's going to lead you to Facebook, to Reverb Nation, to YouTube, to everything. And just, you know, man, just keep on loving me, y'all, because I love y'all so much as fans and as supporters. And she's on, man, y'all. I keep on seeing the calendars, man. Let's rock. Let's rock 2012.
Alright, you know, we support you all day. You ain't gotta worry about nothing. You ain't gotta ask us, cause we all be there for you. Straight up.
All day.
So I definitely wanna thank you, Samaritan, for coming on here. When she say hit her up on Google, her name is SEMARICE. So make sure y'all get
that name
right, because if you spell it wrong, you're not going to get it.
It's official. It's explicit. You ain't going to find it no other way but that way. I'm just keeping it real. You feel me? When you gonna send yourself on a wild goose chase?
Right. Yeah, I heard that. But thank you so much, Samaris, for coming on. We definitely
appreciate it.
We'll talk more.
One more thing. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention. Please, please, please go get Studio Days at thatpiff.com at February 10th, which is my father's birthday. Rest in peace, Daddy. I'm releasing Fade to Black. And you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Young Devious, Chad the Great. You know, they made their appearances on there with the Holly Berry type. You know, Young Rod, Gucci, Schizo with our joint Famous. You know, Fade to Black couldn't be the deal. You feel me? So just y'all, like I said, be looking out for your girl because, you know, you never know. Y'all might see me on She's On as She Pride Kicking and we tasty. You feel me? You know, we might have to spark a few L's, you know, chill out. Because we finna rock this summer. I love y'all. I love She's On. She's Pride finna go down. Even if I'm not there, y'all rock out because we are who we are. And that's proud list.
Right. All day. All day. That's all I got to say.
Platinum,
baby. But yeah, thank you for coming on here, and definitely, we will talk.
Yes, sir. I sure appreciate you, brother. I sure appreciate you.
Appreciate you more.
All day, man. Y'all keep the cards back, all right?
We got you.
Peace.
All right, man. All right, everybody. Today's topic, we will be talking about men, studs, the dominant, whatever, feeling like they own whoever they're dating with, the woman or, you know, whoever they're dating, just whether they wear the pants. You know, I would like to know, Teddy, you know, what is your input on studs or men that believe they own their lady because they are the more dominant one? Or because she spent, or because he spends the extra money in the relationship. What is your view on that?
I'm gonna make this short and sweet. Don't nobody own nobody. Slavery went out years ago. So for somebody to sit there and say, "Well, I own you because I pay your car note or I pay the bills," that don't fly. It's some insecurity type shit. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like people who think they own people. That's just wrong. Cause I personally don't own nothing and nobody but myself. How you feel about that?
Me personally, owning, come on, that's for the cars, that's for the jobs, that's for the yourself. Only person you own is yourself. And then for real, you don't even own yourself because you got to go through God because God owns your
right.
body. So the only person that's owning anything besides their own property is God. So, you know, you get into a relationship and, yeah, baby, I pay all your bills, you know. I pay all your bills. If you ain't want for me, you won't be on that phone talking to she though. You won't be on the phone talking to your best friend. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how studs and men are. You know, not all men, not all studs are like that, but, you know what I'm saying, it's always more the dominator. They feel like they can tell their girlfriend who they can talk to, who they can't talk to.
Right.
Where they can go, where they can't go, what type of cereal to eat, you know what I'm saying? Which way they gotta bend over for sex, you know what I'm saying? But for real, I feel like women, men and studs only do what y'all allow them to do.
Right, that's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? If y'all like to be in relationships like that, where somebody telling you what to do, where to go, how to eat your food, how to pee-pee, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's you. You need to figure it out for yourself, baby. But I'd be damn if I let somebody tell me what I'm going to do. I don't even know. My mama don't tell me what to do. You know what
right.
I'm saying? She stopped that at 17 going on 18. She stopped that. You know what? Because I'm a grown adult. So if you're a grown adult, should nobody be telling you what to do? You're your own person.
Right.
You know what I'm
If you want to be told what to do, go commit a crime and go to jail. They tell you what to do 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. If you want to get
man,
told
they,
what to
do. They wouldn't even tell me what to do up in there, straight up.
I see.
That's
it.
Just real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm just
ain't
saying
nobody
people,
telling me what to do.
Right. Ain't nobody telling me what to do. Can't.
You know what I'm saying? See, y'all ladies, you know what I mean? I ain't ain't knocking your style, I ain't knocking your speed or whatever, but, you know, y'all got to do better.
Right.
Life too short to be in somebody's corner. Somebody tell you, you know, you can't, you got to live your own life. If you don't live your own life, who want to live it for you? I hope you don't want nobody else to live it for you, because, son, you're doomed. And, you know, when people start trying to take advantage of you, then they'll start wanting to beat on you. They start wanting to do whatever they got to do for you to make you lower than what you are. I just feel like women should, you know, stand up.
Right. And
just like, look, no. Say no sometimes. If they buck at you, buck back straight up. You know what I'm saying?
You buck back, that might scam. Like, oh, okay, I got you.
It ain't even about if it's scam or not. It's just you taking up for yourself. Like, you need to let people know you the only person that owns you. They don't own you.
Right.
Straight up. That's just real talk.
I feel you, bro, 100% on that one.
That's why, you know, this is another question I got to ask, you know, everybody on the line. You know, I'm definitely going to talk to y'all as well, you know, so I want y'all to go ahead and call in and press that one if you want to talk about these topics I'm talking about tonight. But, you know, as far as we up there talking about the owning and the money and the power over the women, you know, tell me a little bit. How do you feel about couples trying to, you know, joint account or sharing money or paying for each other all the time? Or do you feel like sometimes that the mate, the woman, or the man, whatever, should have their own money, or do you think it's a combined thing?
I mean, in some cases, it's good to have a joint account and your own separate accounts. Because if you have a joint account, you can pay, you know, household bills and car notes and stuff like that. If you got your personal accounts, you can do whatever you want to do with your money in your personal account. Your partner can't tell you, oh, you can't do this, or you can't go out to the club, or you can't buy some shoes or whatever with your personal account. That's your money. Now, if it was coming from the joint account, oh, they got every right to say what they got to say. So, in my opinion, it's nice to have a joint account and your own separate account. That's how I feel about it.
Well, you know, I really disagree on that. You already know I support your answer. That's just straight up. But me personally, I don't work too damn hard. Too damn hard. Sorry for saying abusive language later, but I'm just speaking my mind. I work too hard to be going to my account, finding out that my boo done went online and bought that Chanel purse without telling me, and now I can't buy my Wendy's meal at Wendy's because the account is overdrawn.
Yeah, I see you.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, I would say straight up, no. no. You know, I don't know. I can't get down with that joint account stuff because I take pride in what I work for. And
right. That's
all it needs for me, especially, you know, business people that do business or have a job and work hard for their money. You know, you work too hard. We work too hard to get where we at. You know what I'm saying? And one little mistake can cause an argument with me. I'm telling you straight up.
Yeah.
I'm going there, and especially, oh, and I ain't saying, you know, I'm going to always put the money in first, or, you know, more money in. But especially if I say, look, boy, I'm going to throw $1,000 in there, you know, every 6 months or whatever. I know I put $1,000 of my money in that account.
Mm-hmm.
And then I check the account, and it's a -2. Oh, you already know it's going to be an argument. It might be a breakup because I don't play with my money. You get what I'm saying?
Right. I feel you.
So,
but,
real talk.
Oh, no, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. My bad.
No, you good. You said but. Go ahead.
No, but, see, when you have them joint accounts, if you decide to have a joint account with your mate, you can have it set up to where only a certain amount of money is taken out. And if your boo, your wifey, your partner decides, oh, they're going to buy that Chanel purse or that Coach bag, they will call your phone, send you an email, text your phone, an unauthorized, you know, charges been made to their account, and it won't go through. So it's ways to prevent, you know, stuff like that from happening. That's why I say it again, you have your joint account, that's fine, but have your own personal account. But when you have that joint account, make sure you got them limitations. Do your homework before you decide to get one. That's all I'm going to say. Do your homework before you decide to get one.
I don't need to do no homework. I don't. Plenty of my friends have been through it. My family have been through it. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I can't do it. Because like I said, look, my boo mother, whoever I'm with, will be taken care of regardless.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm with her, she could be taken care of. She could be taken care of regardless. Because if that got it, baby, my boo got it. It's just one thing about me. You know what I'm saying? But I'd rather my boo have her money in her pocket and I have my money in my pocket and we treat each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We put together the bills together and each other hand. We go down to get the money order together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'd rather be like that versus, because I'm telling you, man, money is power. People don't know about it. But money can be power. And you know what power do to people. You already know what power do to people when it's not right, when it's not in order.
Make you go crazy.
Oh, yeah. People done got into fights. People done got killed. People got all kind of stuff over money, man. Money will make you turn somebody you don't want to be.
Right. Make you be some evil person, somebody that you know deep down inside your neck.
Yeah. That's true.
I feel you. I feel you cold-hearted 100%. Bruh, trust. I feel you.
Yeah, she going to be all right. My boy going to be all right. But I guarantee that. Straight up.
I don't want no joint account, baby.
But I don't want that, because I know how I am with my money. I know exactly. She can even take money out, and it could be a penny.
You going to say, where my penny?
Man, I'll be like, hey, girl, look, why is this account a penny short? You know what I'm saying? Look, come on, bro, you know me, look.
Yeah, like, where my penny at?
I'm a Libra. We like to argue, so. You already know that. But I know me. That's my thing. I know me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what may work for one person may not work for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not going to work for me. I just better be like, boo, come on. We going to save the money. Even if we got to put the money in a pot in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And do it that way. At least I ain't got to worry about going into my account and I'm overdrawing. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that'll piss me off.
Yeah. And that's $35 each time, you know, it's overdrawn.
Yes.
That's $35. No, that's too much.
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know. All right. Shout out to everybody that get with the joint account. I support you. I love you. You do what you got to do. Don't come to KC about that stuff, man. I don't tell you straight up, no.
Don't come to Teddy neither. Teddy doesn't know how Teddy will be. That's it.
That's just real talk.
Well, bruh, my hour's coming to an end. You know what I got to do tomorrow? It was nice, you know, doing a show with you from 11 to 12. Ladies, I'll see y'all Thursday night. Y'all be safe. Teddy P is out.
All right, bro.
Love y'all, man. Thanks again, y'all, for all them condolences. I'm going to be strong tomorrow.
You be strong, right, man. You got our sympathy. You feel what I'm saying?
Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm going to be there for my family. I'm going to be the strong person for my family, Ma. But y'all be safe. See y'all Thursday night. All right.
I'm going to go to the lines now, because I want to hear y'all opinion on the pants. How do you feel about the studs that got, you know, the one to wear the pants all the time, but they feel like they own the girl or the men or whatever? So go ahead, press that one. Going down the line. All right, code 804-325. Talk something.
Oh, okay.
Alright, I'm on that topic y'all were talking about. Some females, okay, I'm going to say this. Some females like to be hit on. Some females like to be told, you know, bitch, sit down, hold this. I mean, some females like to do that. I mean, why?
I don't know, man. I think they into this zombie epidemic that's going on, man. Something wrong with them. Hey, I don't know.
Some women think they're loved that way, though. That's how they feel like their partner loves them. But that's a lack of love and family, too.
Yes.
I mean, only time I like to be hit is in the bedroom or something like that. But other than that, don't put the because I ain't even without it. I can understand it choking and stuff in the bedroom. That's just, oh, that's completely different. That's different. That's not abuse though. Yeah, that's not abuse. But at the same time, I stood my ground. And then once I stood my ground, she backed down. You know what I'm saying? So when I started knocking her ass upside the head, then it was a whole different subject, you feel me?
But these females up front, these females, like, some of these females up front in Texas, they like that shit. They like that kinky shit. You know what I'm saying? They like for a nigga to push them around, you know, knock them up against the wall, you know, dog them.
But my
thing is that people
don't understand what the word love means. Mm-hmm. People think if you love somebody that, you know, oh, you get to put your hands on them because you love them that much to hit them. And that's not true. You love them enough to, okay, when you feel yourself getting to that point, you walk away. You love them enough to hold back that anger and frustration and be an adult, not a child, because a child lashes out with their hands. An adult.
Okay, well, if you don't know how to do that. So,
well, then you need to go to counseling, seek therapy. Because, I mean, just like you wouldn't want nobody hitting on you, what gives you the right to hit on a woman?
Exactly.
That's true.
Right,
that part.
Okay, but what if she hits you? What if she hits you first, though? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to walk away. Taking on a dominant role, you should be able to walk away.
I've been in that situation. I'm a stud, and a film was hitting on me. I restrained her. I almost felt like I was getting to that point where, okay, this is getting to be too much for me, and I decided to end the relationship. It comes to the point where you have to draw a line. Love does not mean love to be hit.
Right.
Fighting doesn't solve anything. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't. It really doesn't. You know what I'm saying? And then, okay, you going with this girl, then this girl get mad, then this girl dumps in front of everybody, then this girl, you know, get mad, come, you know, cuss you out in front of everybody.
Why females do that? Why they stick to you and do that?
Because they miserable, man. They want attention. That's all it is. They want attention. They want everybody to jump the court onto what they about to do. They better not come at me.
That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's just crazy. You know, just like I told, just I was telling, you know, the studs need to calm that stuff down. The fans need to step up
and say what they got to say to the studs. But sometimes it could be reversed because sometimes the fans feel like they rule the relationship too. So
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You know, if a stud,
we do.
If a stud, put her hands up at her, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, I'm about to whoop your butt, you know. This is what I'm going to say about that. I don't condone violence, but at the same time, just like I told the film, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you ain't got to hit her, but you know what I'm saying? You need to stand your ground. Like, look, you know, do something. Because you don't want her to think you're weak. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, let me explain this to you real quick. The problem that I have noticed with, I'm an older stud, I'm 37. I call them little baby studs or sits, studs in training. They have a warped idea of what a stud is. A stud is not a man, okay? Mm-hmm. A stud does not have to replicate and do the things that a man does.
Right.
Okay? A stud is the best of both worlds. She's better than a man. And not quite as gentle and fragile as a woman. Okay? Just because you see men beating on women does not mean a stud is supposed to do that too. Just because you're playing a dominant role. So I think what we need to do is first educate our studs and our femmes what it means to be a stud first. And what it means to be a femme. So we can better get an understanding that hitting on each other does not mean your gender or your dominance in a relationship.
And my thing is, too, I mean, if you're in a relationship, a stud and a fam in a relationship, and y'all have kids, y'all fighting in front of the kids, that's going to make your kids grow up and think that it's okay for them to be beat on, and I don't think that's cool, you know what I'm saying? So,
man.
I mean, I feel like you should keep your hands to yourself. Or if you can't talk, walk away from the situation, you know, or
that's
whatever.
Because I know if a man ever hit my daughter, I'm going to pull whatever I need to pull out on him and let him understand that's not going to work. So if you're not going to let somebody hit on your child like that, when she grows up, why would you do it on her to her mother or whoever plays the other role? It's all about respect. You have to have enough respect in a relationship for each other to know how to treat each other. If you do not respect your partner or trust, I mean, I've seen people treat their dog better than they treat their partner.
That's right. I feel it, too. I feel it. And that was crazy. I want to treat my dog with the utmost respect, and my partner can kiss the back of my foot. I'm just talking.
What?
I'm just talking. But I'm
loving it, though.
I don't believe in that, because, I mean, I believe in equal opportunities, you know what I'm saying? So if you're going to give me the respect, I'm going to be fine. So if you're going to be 100% real, I'm going to be 100% real. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't do that. Because I'm a very lovable person. Very lovable.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to thank y'all for coming on She's On Radio. Y'all stay right here. We got a couple more topics to talk about. I'm going to go ahead and hit the rest of the people up.
Okay.
All right, thank y'all so much. All right, we're going to go to area code 475. Press that 1 if you want to talk. All right, 1. 475, talk to me. Area code 475, talk to me.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? All right, she wanna be shy, so go to the next person. 804-562, talk to me again.
Hi.
Hi. Yep.
Wow. Well, first of all, I don't know what kind of love that is. If people think that fighting is love, because I always grew up, if you fighting somebody, then y'all got some serious issues going on. Y'all need to be in a relationship with each other. First of all. Second of all, I'm going to get a Teddy. I'm going to send you my sympathy. You gone now. But we're going to get. I'm going to talk about y'all in this bank account situation thing. Now, what make y'all think that the person necessarily got to have a joint account to get what they want?
Well, I don't know.
Because
all it takes, you need to go to sleep. That's all it takes, straight up.
Because, I don't necessarily take from my girlfriend, but if I can't get what I want, I mean, I don't sneak and do it. I'm gonna let you know that I'm gonna do it. I'm taking it, especially if I feel like I deserve it or I do just as much as you. Then I don't need your joint account. I'm going to get it. Point blank, period.
I can't do a joint account, man. That dude. Mm-mm.
So.
If you want to stay in a relationship, I think, you know, you should just do your own thing.
I can make my own money, too, but like I said, I share with you, too. So, you know, I just want y'all to know that it don't necessarily need a joint account for a woman to do that. Everybody knows the woman is the CIA and the FBI, and they know everything,
mm-hmm.
things that you already don't think they know. That includes your bank account, so so, you know.
You telling the truth.
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, I ain't trying to say that it's always bad all the time, but you know, it's just like that sometimes. Don't nobody need no joint account. I'm just making y'all aware, cause y'all talked about that for a long time, and you know, I got to put my 2 cents in, cause it wouldn't be me.
Look, money brings a conversation. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, it do. Now, I don't know what the outcome would be now if that was the other way around. So, I don't know what the outcome would be.
How would it be then? Tell me. How would the outcome be if it was the other way around? If it happened, you know. Go ahead and tell them. We want to know.
I probably would be real, real upset.
What would you do?
But that's because I'm just so giving, though. I'm so giving, so you don't have to. I make it so that you won't have to take none from me. But that I don't even think that ain't even my point. Like, then I got to try to justify what I said. All right. I won't necessarily say that it's okay and that I won't be mad if somebody takes some of mine, or that my girlfriend should be mad if I take some of hers. My point was just that the joint account ain't necessarily necessary for it to be taken. You get what I'm trying to say?
I get you. You already know I know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, nah, you don't need it. There's other ways to get it.
Yeah.
But
it don't make it right. And both, yeah, I'll be mad. And I'm sure she would be too, but I'm just saying.
So, you know, how do you feel about the studs? Pretty much thinking because they were the parents in the relationship, they, you know, they got the pants on, paying all the bills, and pretty much making her woman feel like royalty. How do you feel about them feeling like they own this woman? What's your opinion on that?
I mean, it ain't never happened to me, so I really don't. I don't know. At that point, I think you got me. I don't never shut up, but I'm shut up on. I mean, I don't know. I don't have no opinion. I don't think it's right. I don't think that they should feel like they own somebody. But I feel like it's the woman's fault also, because you in control of what you deal with and how much you take in your, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't care how many bills you pay in my house, and you ain't going to beat up on me. So, and then I got two little girls, too, so that makes the difference on why I feel like that. But to women out here that's in that situation, I'm going to pray for y'all. I want y'all to, you know, try to get y'all be a little more stronger than what y'all are, because it ain't got to be like that.
Right.
Okay, so, and that's not love. Because everybody knows when you growing up, if you fighting somebody, it ain't got nothing to do with love. Your little fight, your little hood fights and all that, it ain't because you love the person. It's because you can't stand their ass. So if somebody fighting you, they can't stand your ass, so you need to move on with your life.
Did you hear that, lady?
And I'm listening. I'm going to listen for the rest of the night, but I ain't picking no more tonight, all right? All right.
You know I'm going to still come back at you when I'm
finished.
All right, though. Thank you.
All right.
Area code 475. Talk to me.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. All
right. So what's going on? How do you feel about the studs wearing the pants in a relationship? You know,
honey.
How do you feel about that?
Personally, I do not feel like, I don't feel like that's right. With me and my past being in abusive relationships, I can speak on that. I don't feel like any woman should put their hands on another woman, femme, no femme, stud, whatever. You're all women at the end of the day. You're all children of God. It's not right. Don't put your hands on nobody. If you feel like you have to put your hands on them, you need to let them go. Love yourself enough to walk away from the situation. Life is too short. God is too good to sit around and have someone put their hands on you. I feel like a relationship should be equal on both parts. Nobody should wear the pants. Come to an equal conclusion, love each other, and I think everything will go smoothly from there. As far as women who are getting abused, there are ways that you can talk to people. In Richmond, there's MCC, Metropolitan Church, Pastor Robin. Of course, he talks to couples that go through things like that, and he talks to people individually. Reach out. It's always lesbians. I know She Zone. Of course, they talk to you and stuff like that. So it's people that can help you if you're going through this. prayer groups, pray about it. If you're not strong enough, you can't walk away. Don't ever think that you have to let someone put their hands on you and take away your pride and your dignity, because that's the worst thing that anybody can ever do to you, is to make you feel less than what you're worth. As far as this other one about the joint accounts, I totally agree with you, KC. I don't feel like no one, I don't feel like no one should have the right to be in my money. I work too damn hard for it. I've done it before, and it always can end a relationship. It can, but for the people who do it, I don't knock you. You love your partner that much. Okay, kudos, but I don't trust nobody when it comes to my money. Partner, no partner, mama, no mama, brother, no brother. It is what it is. But if you work hard, you know what I'm saying, maybe in the future you and your partner can get to that point where I could be like, okay, well, I trust you. I love you enough. You know, it is what it is. Let's put our money in the same account. But for some people it's hard, and I feel where you're coming from. As your girlfriend, I feel where you're coming from. But anyway, everything goes. Great show tonight, yeah. I like your guest. And Teddy, brother, I love you so much, and I'm praying for you. I know it's hard right now, but God got you, so I'm going to still be listening. You can press me again if you want to. Love you. Enjoy the show.
Bye.
Bye.
thank you for the support. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else that want to talk to me, KC, the topic tonight is studs that think they wear the pants in the relationship. You know what I'm saying? And they think they own a woman, and talk about joint accounts. I got a caller right now, 757-305. Talk to me.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
That's good.
Okay, check this out, though. Okay, check this out. But I was on Tag, and I just seen this app, so I just decided to call. I didn't know what it was.
Oh, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. You caught my attention. I just was like, oh, I'm calling to see what's going on with them tonight.
Oh, yeah. We pretty much, you know, have you ever, so this is your first time, so you pretty much don't know what's going on, right?
No.
All right, let me go ahead and enlighten you right quick.
Okay, boo.
She's on Radio is a station where lesbians can have a voice. You know, you can call in. The time is 11 o'clock every Monday through Friday. We have, you know, lesbian celebrities on here as well. Next week we're going to have Pretty P and King Kales on here. So that'll definitely be a show that, you know, the fans don't want to miss that show. That show is going to be epic. But, yeah, you know, even if you have, like, advice you need, you know, okay, my name is KC. You know, if you ever need prayer or need advice about your relationship or anything.
Oh, is this like a lesbian site, like a lesbian radio show?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, so are you a lesbian?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, shit. I think I just found my new favorite radio station.
Oh, yeah, look.
Goodness. What station? I was about to say, what's this station? She's on. Can I get this on iTunes?
Can you get on iTunes? Yes, ma'am. What you can do is we are on iTunes. www.blogtalkradio.com.
You said long talk?
No, blog. Like a regular book, like a blog. BLOG.
Yeah. Oh, blog talk radio.com/
She's on SHEZONE.
Okay.
Radio.
Yeah, it's right there.
But we do have, a main website that if you do miss shows, you can always go into the website and listen to all of our shows. We have like maybe 30 already pre-recorded. You can go to www.sc, like S, like she's on, but just without the E in his own, you know. It's just SC radio.biz, and you can definitely check it out.
Talk,
radio.
Yeah, and she's on.
At home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, don't be
mad.
I didn't
mean
like that,
bitch.
I want to know.
I just love you. I'm sorry.
But yeah, it's definitely, you know,
I have
tell all your friends. Tell all your friends too. You know, definitely trying to get this.
I'm sitting here with two of my friends now. One of them said, "Do y'all do hookup?" Because
you do hookup.
Friend.
Oh yeah, look, y'all got Facebook.
And do.
All right. It's backslash. Y'all already know Facebook.com, but look, it's backslash 5HE zone.
What?
You know, instead of the 5 is the S, right? We couldn't get the S because somebody had already took it. You feel what I'm saying?
With the 5E.
Yeah, so it's pretty much she zone without the S. Make it a 5. You know what I'm saying? We
that's
so, you know, on there we do a lot of albums, like, you know, single albums. We do a lot of contests. This coming up August in Richmond, Virginia, we're having this big She Pride. It's gonna be now was 22 performers, but we just added 2 more, so it'll be 24 performers August 3rd, August 4th. There's going to be women everywhere. I'm talking about, you can meet the dream, baby. I'm going to tell you, there's going to be some sexy stuff coming up here. All right, to Richmond, Virginia. So, well, you know, I'm telling y'all, you can come on up here. If you're looking for a hookup, that's the place to get it hooked up. You get what I'm saying? And that'd be
so you're in Richmond?
Yeah, we in Richmond.
Word. Oh, my God. I want to go. Have y'all been to the club Colors down there? I heard it's live.
Oh, yeah. Colors is live. That's
my God. I know I'm going out there all the time. Oh, I'm finna move to Richmond with you. I'm serious.
Well, come on to Richmond. I'm
in Norfolk, Virginia right now.
Well, you're in Norfolk?
Yeah. Shout out to Norfolk.
Yeah, 757. You down there with Nina, right?
Yeah. All
right. Yeah, much love to Norfolk, 757 area. So I'll be down there a lot, too, so.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you know, definitely welcome you.
I don't know. Are we live?
Yeah, you live. You talking. Everybody hear you.
Full conversation live. Okay.
Oh, I like it.
I don't know. We just bored. We seen this thing. We're like, okay, lesbians, that's our shot.
My friend on
yeah, you one of my, the website is friends with one of my friends on tag. So,
okay.
That's how
we remember. Well, yeah, stay tuned to that. You know what I'm saying? Because we update a lot. We keep you in tune with all the different events and the different people that's going to be on She's On Radio.
Okay.
So, you know, definitely stay tuned to that. And Facebook I had, you know, showed you or whatever. I mean, I showed you because you're on the phone. Damn. Facebook I told you about. Y'all definitely hit that up because, you know, we got 2,000 lesbians right there. Most, you know, probably about 55% of them is from Virginia, you know, Richmond and 7 Mile. We got a lot of North of Virginia people on there. And one of y'all performers from down there, she performing at She Pride too. I don't know if you know about Young Devious.
What's her name?
Young Devious, she a rapper.
Yeah, no, I don't really. I don't know her.
Now you gotta Google her now.
And definitely gotta Google her. Only cause she's from Norfolk. I definitely gotta get some love.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I definitely you know, y'all lock this number in right here, right?
Yeah.
Every night, Monday through Friday, y'all call at 11 o'clock.
And I will call you at 11 o'clock. My name is Juicy, so no way I'll call you.
Hey, I'm KC.
Hi, KC. I'm here with
Greedy. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. We're here chilling, listening to your radio station.
Coming live.
Okay?
All right, thank y'all for the support. Definitely hit them sites up for me, all right?
We got you. Thank you. All
right, you have a good one.
You too, boo.
All right, I'm going back up to the top. 804-562. I see we got some more callers want to talk. All right, talk to me.
I know you ain't just picking me again.
You should have pressed the button there. I would.
Lord have mercy. All right, pick me off. I ain't talking. I'm eating.
All right, give me some.
Chicken good, too.
All right. You know I like chicken, bro.
Mm.
With the chicken. All right, girl. I'll be back.
All right.
All right, so this is what I'm going to do right now, ladies. I feel good tonight, and I feel like I want to give out some Sheep Pride tickets. That's what I think I want to do. I'm going to give out some Sheep Pride 2012 tickets. What I'm going to do, I'm going to let each and every one of you know who is on the list. So if you want to win these tickets, I'm going to need you to press that word. Somebody need to put down that chicken because I know they want them. August 3rd. The list goes on like this. Will be in full effect. Your headliner for all this third will be the fabulous Texas own Pretty Pete. Pretty Pete will be in the building August the 3rd. Under her will be K.O. I don't know if y'all know about her, but she's a hot lesbian rapper. She was on here last week. So she will be there. I guess last night, Miss Chanel, the hot exotic femme dancer from B-More, she is going to be in the building. Another hot film exotic dancer, Stallion, will be in the building. Another hot exotic film dancer will be in the building. Poison, Corruption, Richmond Zone. A hot lesbian lyricist, SQ The Truth, will be in the building. North Carolina Bell. Stud dancer, exotic entertainer, Ecstasy from Richmond, Virginia, by way of North Carolina, Ecstasy Lyceria will be performing. Assassin, another stud exotic dog dancer from B-More will be in the building. Did I say Caution? I think I said Caution before. Just added to the list, another stud entertainer, a favorite by many, Mr. Stud St. Louis and rapper Chad the Great will be in the building on August the 3rd. August the 4th, another female. The females are going to love this show. They're going to love the 3rd. They're going to love the 4th, too. Because King Kells will be in the building. I don't know if you know about King Kells, but that's an awesome, awesome dom entertainer. She'll be here on the 4th, that Saturday. The X-rated stud entertainer, Slave Her, a rapper. A stud rapper, she'll be in the building. Sis Bob, the reggae king of exotic entertainment. Onyx, a stud exotic dancer. JD, a hip hop artist. Ace, another stud exotic dancer. Diva and Juice Gazelle from Richmond will be there. Dookie from B-More will be in the building. She's a stud rapper. And the Baltimore Prince, Don Payne, will be in the building. She's a exotic dancer from B-More, one of the people's favorite. You know, another film, exotic dancer, Eden, will be in the building. Yes, she will. She will have that apple. Miss Eve will have that apple, okay? So if you want to take a bite out of crime, I'm telling you, she's a hot pick, all right? And last but not least on the list, 757, like I was telling the ladies a few minutes ago, Young Devious will be in the building. So what I'm going to do, 12:45, I'm going to give those tickets away. All right, so don't go nowhere. Stay on the line, and y'all need to win your ticket. All right, so I think I want to talk about threesomes. I want to talk about threesomes, you know. I want to know, you got to make it quick, though, but I want to know everybody on the line. I want to know y'all input on bringing other females into the bedroom with your parent. Can that be a bad situation? You know? Or could that be a good situation? Like, could you benefit from that? Could that spice the relationship up? Or could it break the relationship up? So, you know, what I want y'all to do, ladies, I want y'all to go ahead and press that shit. Call me in right now. You want to talk to me? You want to win the Sheep Pride ticket? I want you to dial 646-716 6977. Don't go nowhere. Please, please, please. I'm going to go ahead and play this song right here by K.O. Kitty Cat. She cried.
Hey, yo.
I let a song go off, I will be giving away them tickets.
Yeah, kitty, kitty, so kitty, 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 skinny jeans with you over there looking fat. Pretty face, nails done, and you getting sex. All I really wanna do is to give it that. So put your name in my phone where your digits at. Guarantee it won't be long before I get you wet. Wanna bet? I got a sweet tooth for you, so girl, won't you break me off with a little piece of that? Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Shorty. Dressed in proper swag on, put you the baddest in the city. And if your girl ain't with eating good on everything I love, I go ham in the kitty. Rough sex got her hand in the kitty. I kiss on it, I be playing with the kitty. Make a fiend, got a gripping on my dreads, trying to direct my head to go slam in the kitty. You be killing them with them black leggings and the way you walk, seduction in the air from the way you talk. You looking good, sweeter than the candy bar. Your friend's bad too, but you the baddest of them all. If you ain't ever been with a girl, I can change your world. Soon as you come here, I'ma need for you to take it off. I know you heard about the tongue, got stubborn girl sprung, but if you down for the cause, then just make the call. But you gotta be bad in your own skin. Soon as I get it wet, then I'm gon' swim. She said she wanted so sex and some passion, and that ain't what she get when she be fucking with these grown men. So I told her no need to be wasting time. I'ma make her crawl when I taste the prize. Had them toes curling, hands clenching the sheets when she's geeking. When I finish, I guarantee she gon' say it's mine. Hey, nigga in the whole room, look at that. Skinny jeans with you over there looking fat. Pretty face, nails done, and you getting sex. All I really wanna do is to give it that. So put your name in my phone where your digits at. Guarantee it won't be long before I get you wet. Wanna bet? I got a sweet tooth for you, so girl, won't you break me off with a little piece of that? Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty. You know I like a mini bitty. We can scratch the movie and start working on a mini series. The pussy cat meow and the lion and me growling, so don't he fall stalling if you really with me. Well, we can hit the telly if you feel you ready. Tea candles all over, lay you on your belly. Kiss you from your lips to your feet till you cringe when I eat. Heavy shaking like a bowl of jelly. If you want a strap, bitch, just hold it steady. I'ma get it from the back, bring that ass back. Matter of fact, arch your back, make that ass clap. I put a 9-to-5 work on that body. And we be busting automatic like a shotty. She on fire, she say I got that bomb sex. I'm number one on the list, she be scrolling for my name, skipping her exes, but she be going through her contacts. Text at 187 for me to come and kill it. I'm in VA, but I get there in a New York minute. I swear I feel unreal when I get up in it. Make her say she love me, and I don't think she really meant it. We can reenact a scene from my box of dreams, put you on my cream. See, my mission is to please you, girl. Cause you got the sex weed and my tongue is cracked. Got you addicted 24 hours, got you feeling, girl. Hey, nigga in the whole room, look at that. Skinny jeans with you over there looking fat. Pretty face, nails done, and you getting stacks. All I really wanna do is to give it that. So put your name in my phone where your digits at. Guarantee it won't be long before I get you wet. Wanna bet? I got a sweet tooth for you, so girl, won't you break me off for a little piece of that? Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Hi, ladies, ladies, ladies. KC is back in the building, and I'm ready to give away the six tonight. The Sheep Pride 24. You already know 24 performers will hit the stage, and you can get a spot in the spot, in the spot. So what I want y'all to do right now, ladies, I'm going to give everybody 2 minutes, 2 minutes. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you two seconds. Press that number one right now. Call in the 646-716-6977 if you do want to win these tickets. Press that number one right now. I'm going down the line. Trivia is in the building. Y'all already know when I do trivia, you might get it right, you might not. But today's question of the day is going to come back from the old school. So I know it's a couple old school people in here, but we're going to be dealing with some good stuff, you know. So the question is, which television cartoon figure wrote on his school chalkboard, "I will not aim at the head, and my name is not Dr. Death"? If you know the answer to that, go ahead and press that number one for me right now. All right, Area code 562. I knew she was going to push this button. She finished that chicken in. She finished that chicken in.
I ain't know. I don't even know the answer. That is so messed up, but I'm going to guess. Can I guess?
Yes, what?
Bar Sims.
Ow! How you know the answer to that?
Because he do ratchet stuff like that.
Well,
I'm right.
You're right.
For real.
You're right.
And I finished my chicken just in time. You know, I'm doing my dance.
I knew she was going to push that button. I said, she probably threw that chicken away, man.
No, I ain't throw it away. I finished it, though.
She threw that chicken away. So what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to get you in the building free. It's third through the fourth. Third and fourth. Give you one ticket. She probably hit me up on my email right quick so I can send you those tickets.
Okay.
And just because she got the answer right on the first track, I'm going to let somebody else try it, too. I'm gonna give out two tickets tonight. That's what I'm gonna do. So Miss Fat 804-562, I congratulate you on winning the Sheep Ride ticket.
I appreciate it. Definitely
send me your email and we'll get that to you soon as possible.
Okay.
Alright. The next question is for tonight, ladies, is the next question. Alright? I'm going to grab me a good one. All right. Ooh, I need some good ones. I need some good ones. That can't be too easy for y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. What cartoon mice tries to take over the world from their cages in Acme Labs? I need ladies right quick to press early code. Press the number one if you know the answer to that question. I'll say it one more time. One more time. What cartoon mice try to take over the world from their cages and Acme Labs? All right. You know what area code 415 if you know the answer, talk to me. Hello? 415.
All
right.
No,
where
I
are you?
Oh, I don't know.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
I'm sorry. Look, we're going to come back to you now. We're going to have some more questions for you, all right? But can't nobody get this question right. So let's go to the next caller. Don't leave, okay? All right. Area code 325. Area code is my bad, y'all. Please don't beat me up tonight. Area code 804-325. Talk to me. If you know the answer to the question.
Would that be Pinky in the Brain?
Uh-oh. Let me find out. We got two answers tonight. That means you are going to Sheep Ride 2012. How do you feel about that?
Excited. I've been signing
with
these tickets for forever.
So what is your name?
Shy.
Shy. Where you calling from?
Texas.
Way out in Texas?
Mm-hmm. I need
it. You gonna
go all the way over here?
Huh?
I said I'll be there with bells and whistles.
All right, so what I need you to do, Shy, can you remember an email address if I give it to you?
Yeah.
Okay. What I need you to do. The email I want you to email me at right now, as soon as you can, is shae.zone@gmail.com. All right. What is your email? So I know it won't be people to be trying to duplicate it. You know what I'm saying? What's your email?
Mine is pimpalace218@gmail.com.
All right. So I should be expecting that email from you because that's the only way you're going to get the ticket. So definitely get that email up. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. So I definitely want to congratulate Miss Shy and Miss Shawn on winning these tickets for the night. Ladies, my question is, before we dip off, I want to know, do threesomes, like I said before, do threesomes, is it good to bring another party into the relationship, or is it not good? And what are the advantages and the disadvantages of bringing somebody else into the bedroom to have sex? So I'm going to go to area code 609-394. I want you to tell me, what is your thoughts about that topic?
Well, since I was too late hitting number one to win the tickets, I'll go ahead and I'll go ahead and answer that question. Me personally, it's a no-no. It's I don't actually think that will be healthy to actually especially if you're in like a serious relationship, to actually bring someone else in. With me, it's all about, you know, like that trust or
right.
whatever. It just can't happen, in my opinion, and personally, I don't think that I'll be able to watch, you know, like my partner engaging, and then, you know, actually, like, you know, what if she like it better than, you know, you know, better than what we have? It's just a lot of shit probably won't go through my mind right then and there, but after the fact, it's like, you know, like, damn. It's just a fucked up situation. It's just not good. It's not good. Me personally, I wouldn't engage in it at all. And I'm sure it's probably, you know, some others out there that, you know, agree. It can just cause a whole lot of drama. Whole lot.
Well, all I'm gonna say to you, sweetheart, is everything you said, definitely right. I have been in that situation before. Okay. You know, when you're young, you're a little spontaneous and you want to try different things. You know what I'm saying?
You know, when you're young and, you know, I'm not even going to say when you're young. When you're just, like, messed around, I guess, like, when you're in, like, when you're in, like, a committed relationship and you're, like, in this relationship, like, deeply, and later on down the line, I say a year into it or 2 years into it, you know, your partner, oh, well, let's have a threesome or whatever, I wouldn't be cool with it. I wouldn't be cool with it at all, especially if you love this person. I would be like, well, damn, you don't love me? You want to share me? Like, what, you know, I would think, like, damn, like, it'd be so much going through my mind, like, damn, I'm not pleasing you. You want somebody else, okay? Like, it's just too much. When you're, you know, single and you want to mingle and you want to, you know, go, fuck 3, 4, 5 bitches. But when you're in, like, you know, supposedly, quote unquote, this committed relationship, I don't think that it should happen. I don't even think it should actually be spoke of. That's breaking up terms to me. Like, it's like, what? A threesome? Like, or now, I'm not going to say breaking up terms, but, you know, like those words presented to me, like, it's even now a female come to me or whatever, you know, we just now talking and she mentioned like a threesome. I'm like, wow, are you serious? Like, okay, is that why you're talking to me? Like, do you have someone that you want to have a threesome with me with? It's just so much going on in my head about it. It's just not happening. I don't want to take up, you know, too much of y'all time. Y'all probably have, you know, all other callers that want to touch base in it. But that's just my opinion.
I do value your opinion. You have touched a lot of great spots. You have definitely said the truth.
Yeah, I see y'all quiet.
Look, you hear me quiet over there. I'm just like, okay, all right, that's the stuff I say. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad you said it. Because,
yeah,
I see the two in my thing. Like, so I definitely want to come on. She pride. I said she pride, Lord.
Oh, I will be there. I was just trying to win extra tickets, that's all, because it's a lot of my people want to come. I'm actually, I actually run, you know, Team Pretty Pig, New Jersey. That's
okay,
me.
Okay.
My name is Natasha. I'm from Jersey, Trenton, New Jersey, capital, or whatever, and I will be in the building, so hopefully I'll be able to meet y'all guys.
All right, we definitely want to meet you. But look, all you got to do is tune in Monday through Friday, up until the show. And you might get a chance to win.
Oh, yeah. I'll just go ahead and, you know, I'll be calling in as well. I'm not even supposed to be up right now, but I'm pulled up trying to promote,
you know, everything and, you know, make sure everything's square. I was kind of, you know, upset that I missed, you know, the little group rate, you know, with the hotel, but it ain't about nothing or whatever.
No, you so said that,
The group rate for the hotel for the Hyatt, like, it's, like, so booked up. So I just had to go ahead and spend that bread on getting, you know, regular price as far as the group rate for the hotel. So it is what it is. I was kind of late. I was supposed to go, you know, book my room and stuff a couple weeks ago, but I didn't. So I went there tonight. No more group rate, so I'll be hurrying.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to hit me up tomorrow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm KCC or she's on.
I got
my name on Facebook. You know where I'm at, right?
Yeah, you on my team page and on my personal page.
All right. So what I want you to do, I want you to hit me up because I'm calling that place tomorrow. And
okay.
All I got to do is unleash the block, all right?
Okay, all right. All right, there'll just be more rooms.
Right, we didn't know we was going to get as many people as we know. We just said, look, we're going to try it out, see what people going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to lock 50 rooms. Now we have 98 rooms booked. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I'll make sure of my lunch break or whatever tomorrow. I'll send you a little, you know, email to remind you. Because most definitely, as of a couple hours ago, when I did call to book my room, they have no more group rates. Oh, that group's filled up. I'm like, are you serious? But, you know, it is what it is. But I'll make sure I shoot you that email. And I'll be looking for you guys the 3rd through the 5th. All
right. Thank you for the support. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy your night.
Too, man.
Bye-bye.
I have one. All right. I'm thinking I'm going to go talk to area code L4325 once again. How do you feel about threesomes coming into the relationship? Talk to me.
Okay. My opinion, you have to be a strong-minded woman, first of all, and have some type of security in your relationship. And, you know, only if you want to be spontaneous and your partner is completely fine with it, then...
So, baby, would you do it? Would you allow us to do it?
Can I finish, please?
I'm just curious. Not as the question is out there.
I mean, what's the minor stipulations? Yes, I would do it.
Oh, you would?
Yes,
we're going to talk after this.
Uh-oh.
But as far as I don't see
anything wrong with it, you know. But like I said, you have to be a strong-minded woman. Some people are insecure in their relationship and they're scared. Like Natasha said, you know, you.
But
hello.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I don't see nothing wrong with it as long as, you know, you don't cross any boundaries. You don't do it without the partner. Because, you know, some people do that thing where, oh, we did it once. Oh, that means I can do it again. But
right.
My girl don't have to know or she don't have to be involved. Now, that's crossing boundaries, and that's wrong. But,
yeah. Can you hear me?
Now we can, barely.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah. I agree, and like Natasha said, you know, some women are insecure and they feel they might cheat or sneak behind their back and do it with the same person if they enjoyed it. So, I mean, but like I said, you have to just trust your partner. And I trust you, baby, so I'm open to
aww.
It.
Aww. What do you say, partner? Are you down for the threesome?
This conversation actually came up before, and I was like, "Hell no, what's wrong with you? You crazy?"
Yeah,
but,
she did say that. She told me no go.
That was a no go. That was in the beginning, though.
Y'all feel like y'all won't try it out now?
Definitely.
All I'm saying is, look, when y'all do it. Y'all better have the time of y'all lives, but y'all better know what y'all gonna get into. Make sure
this is my thing. I'm cool with two femmes and myself,
yeah.
My girl and another femme. But she threw a flip on me and said, well, what if she wanted another stud?
Oh,
And see, that I can't do that crossover with.
Why not?
Because I'm a hypocrite. I'm just going to keep it real. I can't, that right there poses a problem for me. I wish it didn't. I wish I was, I don't know, a better person maybe. I don't know what you want to call it. But I can handle the two films. That's what's up. But the whole two studs and my girl, nah. No, sir.
I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair because I gave her this. She should be able to do
it. Well, I feel as though she can barely handle me by herself. So if we had another one in there, that's just too much. You know,
okay.
That's just too much. For me, you know, a stud of my caliber, I'm able to, I'm hands protection.
Oh,
two
hands. My goodness. I can multitask.
I'm good with it.
I heard that. She told you.
Really, Casey? Oh, I feel. What am I saying? I'm getting that movie by two studs.
I hear that. Y'all is nasty on the line tonight. Y'all hear this?
No, it's called freak level. You have a freak level, and we're at one of those upper freak levels.
Yeah, I hear that. Y'all definitely.
So the couples out there, just be open minded. You know, feel like, you know, especially if you trust one another, it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, ladies, don't be intimidated if the woman has,
That's the thing. That's the key to a relationship.
Yeah, and don't be intimidated if the other woman has some tricks that you don't know, you know.
Take note.
Just go with the flow. Learn something and enjoy. What's that thing? Just lay back, relax, and relax your muscles. Just
relax. I hear that. Yeah, that's all stuck. So definitely, y'all, I want to thank y'all for coming on once again. I got two more callers on the line. It's pressing one, so I'm going to hit them up, then I'm going to close the show. But I definitely want to thank y'all for coming on and talking.
Okay, can you give a quick shout out real quick before you take us off?
Yeah, go ahead. Do what you got to do.
I want to shout out the Pimp Palace. It's a free lesbian chat for the grown and sexy, very mature ladies. Y'all want to join us, the number is 712-432-4906. Again, it's 712-432-4906. You can hit us up on Facebook at Pimp Palace, one word, at ymail.com. Again, it's Pimp Palace at ymail.com.
All right, y'all ladies heard that. Y'all check them out. Want to join us and holler at us. Let's have some conversation. All right. Thank you, boo. You're welcome. <laughs> Y'all join at three tomorrow. <laughs> You too. All right. All right, area code 562. Talk to me. My area code is not 562, but anyway. Well, that was funny. That was interesting. I respect everybody's opinion and what everybody do, and I just can't get with the threesome thing. Not because I'm scared somebody gonna take my girl or whatever, but I just ain't into sharing. I know she ain't gonna get down with no stud, and I ain't gonna get down with no feminine. Now we go out and we flirt with other girls, or we. Somebody in the, one of us in the store, one of us in the car, let each other know that somebody coming in there with a fat ass, or we do stuff like that. But as far as our bedroom, I feel like that's our personal space, and I personally think if you go and invite somebody in your personal space, then you might as well just say, okay, go ahead and cheat, because that's what I feel like it is.
Right.
So I'm satisfied with her. She's satisfied with me. I don't feel like we need nothing else. Now, we've been together for 3 years now. I don't know what 3 more years may come, but as of right now, it's a no-go.
I hear that.
But I respect anybody else who does it. I don't knock nobody for what they do. you know, I love to listen to other people talk about it, but we ain't there.
Yeah.
We do other exciting things. So, y'all have a good night, and I enjoy talking to y'all tonight, and see y'all tomorrow.
Let's go down to 770-865. Tell me your threesomes on the relationship. Tell me your input.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I think that if both parties are able to have sex without emotions, then it's good. Problem I have experienced before is that people say, oh, please, there's nothing, we can get down, it'll be all right. But then somebody always catches feelings. Like, and you have to be mature enough to be able to separate the two. Like, if you're having sex, that's what that is, you know. And if you're doing something because it gives you pleasure, then great. If you're doing something because it's bringing your partner pleasure, then that's great. But the feelings have to be out of it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It just has to be. You have to make sure that both of you are mature enough to separate the two, because when it's you and your partner, then it's okay to have all of the feelings and all of the emotions. But if you're talking about bringing somebody else into it, it's got to be 100% clear. This is just what this is. And if everybody can agree, then hey, go for it. So I have to say,
let me ask you a question.
So
don't put you and me in a example. Say we together, been together for maybe 5 or 6 years, and we decided to bring another woman into the relationship. You know, our bed, our zone. You know, our late night special. That's what I call it. And this woman decided that, you know, the sex was great, you know, and she leaned more towards me. See, we together, right? How would you feel about that? And she wanted more than just that. She, you know.
I think that is, that's when you have to really know who you're dealing with. There are certain people that I know I would never invite in because I already know what they're going to want. I already know that they want more than what they say they're going to want. Do you know what I mean? The most important thing to me when you're inviting somebody in to that intimate setting with your partner, you have to have trust. You have to trust that the person that you're with is with you for more than just sex. Because if somebody else comes along and they know some different tricks and they can take it, then that person's not with you for you. They're just with you for sex. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
So if somebody else comes in and they are putting it down and I don't trust the person that I'm with, because, like, when we're in the act, if I personally like seeing my partner have sex with other people, so if you're, like, if that person's attracted to her and want to get down with her, that's exciting to me. But I have to trust that my baby is with me because of me, not just because of sex. And because I know when it's over and done with, ain't no numbers being exchanged. This was just sex. Like, we not doing this no more.
Hey, man, I can dig it. Definitely. Where you calling from?
ATL.
ATL, child. Go ahead and say it for a moment.
ATL. I'm about to hang up this phone because I'm having surgery in the morning. I got to be to the hospital at 5:30, so I'm getting off my phone now. Thank you guys for enlightening me before I go under the knife.
All right, thank you for calling on, and good luck with your surgery tomorrow. Let us know what
thank
happens.
Thank you. Right? I will. Thank you so much. Good night.
All right, have a good one. All right, ladies, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. She's on radio tonight. It was an awesome show. Really had a lot of fun talking to each and every one of you. This number right here is 646 number that you did call today. I would love for you to save that number in your phone. Call it every day, Monday through Friday. Tomorrow, we're going to have an awesome guest tomorrow. Her name is Co-Ed, called on Baltimore. She is a hip-hop artist, a stud hip-hop artist. She's awesome. Her music is bright as dope. I'm going to try to call her tomorrow and talk to her. And we will be giving away another free prize ticket. Okay? So, thank you for calling in. You all have a good night. Thank you.